Come, Holy Spirit, our hearts inspire. Enlighten us with your celestial fire. For if you are with us, then nothing else matters. If you're not with us, then nothing else matters. Be with us, I pray. Amen. Please be seated. Just to show y'all how much I miss Carol this morning, I read the wrong gospel. I knew it didn't look right, but I'm going to read the one for today, since that's the one that the homily is about, if y'all will bear with me. Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the world, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of the wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. The word of the Lord. I apologize for that. Thank you. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold. Let anyone with ears listen. Sowing spiritual enlightenment is a challenging endeavor. I recently asked two of my clergy brethren where they sought inspiration. Carol was quick to name Wilkie, C.S. Lewis, and Dallas Willard. The Reverend Pam Ray shared with me the names of Anne Lamott, Frederick Boehner, I guess I got that right, and Leonard Cohen. Now, you can't ask somebody that kind of question and them not turn it around on you. So when they asked me the same question, I replied Barbara Brown Taylor, William P. Young, and Jimmy Buffett. It can be strange, these places and people who inspire us. This past weekend, I found myself in Lampasas, Texas, my mother's hometown. The occasion was for her to visit her 65th class reunion. I spent a good bit of time of my time there at Oak Hill Cemetery, visiting my grandparents' burial site and walking amongst the memorials to countless others in what absolutely has to be one of the most beautiful places on earth. Those roots, folks, are sunk very deep, and I will tell you at some point in the future, I will be just dying to have my ashes sprinkled there. You see what I did there. I mentioned Jimmy Buffett as a source of inspiration, and there is no doubt I'm a huge fan. But I'm more a fan of his unknown songs than that of his radio fame. I like Cheeseburger in Paradise and can tolerate Margaritaville. But some of his lesser played music really speaks to me. And the song that struck me in today's reading is one that got little if no radio play. It's entitled, "The Weather Is Here, I Wish You Were Beautiful." This is a song about a powerful business person. He lives in the big city and he decides to go to the islands to escape the day-to-day monotony. His girlfriend is described as a model. She has to stay close to her telephone. She is obviously more concerned about her career than she is in building a relationship with a man who can go where communications with the outside world are suspect, and she would have to deal with, as she says, the mosquitoes. With this as our background, our subject boards a plane and starts up a conversation with the stewardess. The verse that spoke to me says, I'm not going to sing it. He is on his third drink before the wheels of the plane leave the ground, making points with the stewardess high over Long Island Sound. She's also spending some time on the island. Too much city madness gives her the blues. They make a date to go dancing and dining. It seems neither has that much to lose. It appears neither had very deep roots in their individual relationships. As it continues in typical Buffett fashion, he decides to pack it in, move to the island permanently, and leave everything else for his model girlfriend, his parents, his partners, and his lawyers to figure out. Today's gospel reading is all about relationships and the foundation on which those relationships are built. We look to convenience to foster our friendships, our relationships. We are close to those who go to church with us, work with us, or live in our neighborhoods. This is where our friendships usually occur. But what happens when we change churches, move to a different school district, or find other employment? What are those we left behind? It is no longer convenient to be in touch with them. They, like our previous place, become afterthoughts. Or maybe Facebook friends or the occasional email exchange, but the roots seem to wither over time. I distinctly remember the relationship with the only two cousins I have had. We were close as long as we lived within 20 or 30 miles of each other. But as we grew and each formed our own lives in our own geographic places, we pulled apart. It was not that the memories made were ever very far from me, but the here and now with them was no longer existent. This was brought home to me several years ago when I attended the funeral of one of those cousins. His eulogy done by his friends reminded me of the times that we had had together, but it also dawned on me that I did not know him as the person he had grown to be. We had grown apart, grown up, and were indeed living our own lives, and in that now I have much regret. I believe that that is the message Jesus is relaying to us. We should not cast away the relationships built over time, for these are planted in deep soil. How many of us only pull Jesus out of the box that we keep him in on Sunday mornings, or perhaps even only at Christmas and Easter? I don't think that the relationship he desires to have with us is a once-a-week thing. In fact, I wonder if maybe Sunday morning worship isn't exactly what he doesn't want our relationship to be built on. I think and hope he wants to meet us where we live, in our family, our occupation, in our less than ideal moments, and even in our leisure time, whatever that may be. The roots are deep between the human condition and the presence of God. It occurs through the risen Savior, Jesus Christ. We must fertilize it, water it, nurture it, and let it grow. You are very likely to experience him Monday through Saturday in a much more personal way than you may find him on Sunday after blowing the dust off your Bible.